with the budget tabled and GDP growth forecast revised down to 1.5%, rising debt levels and further support for Eskom, is this a balancing or a balanced budget? Kevin Lings, who's chief economist at Stand Up, joins us with his perspective now. Thanks so much, Kevin, for joining us this evening. So I was chatting to Razia Khan of Standard Chartered a little earlier today with for some international perspective on all that was delivered today. And she seemed to think that we need to look at things with a big picture perspective as opposed to honing in on the individual line items within the South African balance sheet. Do you share that sentiment, and are you encouraged by the kind of progress we are seeing?
So I agree with the sentiment. I think it's, you can get caught up in the minute detail and not kind of see where the big picture is and whether we are making progress at an underlying level. Are we showing commitment to improving South Africa's budget, South Africa's growth? And you would say that the statements coming up from the State of the Nation address, the overall tone of the minister's budget would suggest that, yes, the big picture is being looked at. And over time, you think that we could, we certainly intend to put the country in better shape. So I think that's fair comment. The problem is, of course, the future has just made up a whole lot of short-term steps. So we've got to understand what those steps are to the future. And right now, I would say that we're not doing enough. And I think it's partly because we're trying to get this budget to work in a very low growth environment. And so what we assume, what we almost kind of take for granted is that we've got this low growth. Now let's see how we can make the numbers work. And that's always going to be challenging. No matter who the minister is, no matter what you want as the objective, it's always going to be challenging. Have a look at the revenue shortfall in each of the last 5 years. Last year, 42 billion. The year before, almost 50 billion. That's a massive gap between what you budgeted and what you got. And the reason is you're just not generating enough growth. So when you put the budget together, you expect that you're going to get that revenue. You come up with plans and you're always on the back foot. What isn't being paid attention to in all of this discussion is how do you get the economy growing? And I don't see anything in this budget which is going to suddenly focus on growth. It's about sorting out the SOEs, sorting out Eskom. That's critical. It's about reducing the public sector wage bill. That's critical. It's about trying to apply the spending where appropriate, including some of the social spending. That's critical. It's about trying to make sure the tax increases are not too onerous ahead of an election. All critical ingredients. But the major ingredient that's missing is how do we get the growth rate beyond the 1.5% and even, quite honestly, beyond the 2%. And if we, and if that's what the minister is saying over the next 3 years, that we grow this economy at 2%, I can promise you the next 3 years are going to be equally as challenging in terms of the budget.
Having said that, though, are all those criticals not warranted in superseding some of the growth-enhancing reform that needs to be put on the table?
Look, I think that you've got to deal with some of these issues because they are urgent. Eskom is urgent. You can't have Eskom collapse. Many of these issues are urgent, and you've got to deal with the budget and the immediate numbers. I agree with that. But the question, the big question I have is what's been worked on to really lift confidence in South Africa and particularly business confidence? What we know internationally is that if business confidence is not relatively high, business investment doesn't follow. And without business investment, you don't get growth and employment. Now, you can try go the central government route of trying to grow the economy. But when we look at it, we know the government's balance sheet's wrecked. We know the state-owned enterprise balance sheets are wrecked. They are not an engine of growth for South Africa anymore. Perhaps they were in 2009. So we've only got one choice if we want to lift the growth rate. We've got to get business confidence right. And I'm saying there's just not enough being done, and not enough imagination, not enough urgency, not enough commitment to how do we lift investment. And I think you've got to do, you don't have the luxury of, I'm going to sort out SOEs now, and then I'll look at the growth later on. You don't have that luxury.
What would have sparked that for business?
Something that focused directly on encouraging investment. Something that spoke about special processing zones. Something that
incentives.
Incentives directly to encourage investment. And a bigger commitment to a more business-friendly environment. So let me take you back to an example that the president raised in the State of the Nation address. He said that over 3 years, he wants South Africa's ease of doing business to go from a global ranking of 82nd, which is our current ranking, mm-hmm. down to the top 50 in 3 years. I think a brilliant objective. I was looking at the budget to say, what in the budget is going to get the ease of doing business better? I didn't see anything that moved it in that direction. What I can tell you is if you make it easier to do business, business confidence responds. If you take the ease of starting a business in South Africa, how easy is it to start a business? South Africa currently ranks 135th in the world. Yet we know that we need new business, new employment, new investment. It's a focus on that as well as Eskom. You can't, I'm not saying the Eskom focus was wrong. We had to do that. We had to do everything that Tito did. I would applaud that initiative. But where's the bit that takes the growth forward?
Absolutely, because that, as you say, what investors are going to be buying into at the end of the day, growth means profits, and that's what's needed to actually buy into any renewal agenda on a sustainable basis. Let's leave it there, Kevin. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Kevin Lings is Chief Economist at Standard. Well, that's all we have time for this hour. Stay tuned for a look at your stocks post the national budget. Joining Nastasia at the desk this evening, David Shapiro from Sasfin Securities and Nick Crail from Ashburton Investments as well. So start sending through your questions by SMS to 41392, email stockwatch@bdtv.co.za or tweet us at Business Day TV using the hashtag Stockwatch.